You thought I'd be tripping all over myself to be yours. I seemed the type. Oh, Tiger. I don't think you've ever met my type before. Not exactly. You see, I don't just enjoy sex. I crave it. Glory in my own sexuality. If I were to be yours, you'd have to earn it. Be a prize well won. This baby, I have never met anyone with a libido as high as mine. Never. You'd be in control. If you showed me you were capable. Are you? I'd be your perfect kid. You could train me how to please you. Use every inch of me as your fuck toy. I'd love it. Love it. And even beg for more. But you'd be mine as much as I was yours. You'd find yourself thinking about me even when you didn't want to. My full lips wrapped around your cock. Deep in my throat. And that sound. You'd want that sound all the time. The feel of my soft flesh under you. The sound of your hand striking. The image of your hand imprinted there. The way I smell. The way I taste. I taste delicious. You'd be in control of me, Tiger. And I promise you. Parts of your brain would not be able to control wanting me. Thinking about me, I was made for you. How I belonged begging on the end of your cock. You'd love my begging. Crave the sound of it while you were at work. Stealing a moment away. You think you're special? You might be. Oh, you want to show me? Show me why I should belong to you. Do you think you would draw me in? Telling me that you use people. Use people and you can walk away easily. Baby, I notice you haven't walked away. You haven't walked away yet, and you haven't even ever touched me. And once you do, baby, I'd like to see you try. But let's be honest. You'd probably end up going out just to fuck someone. just to fuck someone else to get me out of your brain. Coming home frustrated, having that angry sex with me because I have fucked with your idea of what's perfect now. It would be me. Your kitten under you, over you, doing whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted it. Over. You've never met anyone like me before. You tell me you don't feel any sympathy. No love, but you've got anger. I've been with men like you. And that anger, that strong, raging, hot anger, the only emotion you think you feel, that would be your. You could walk away, but it would be the thought of me walking away, being with, oh, maybe even preferring another man over you. That would be your anchor to me. I'd feel so fucking amazing to you. You'd get your pleasure, but that wouldn't be the only thing. Me tightly wrapped around your fingers. Or you wrapped tightly around mine. It would be your anger. Not love, but that primal sense of mine that would creep into you. And what if you found me with another man? You can go fuck whoever you want, baby. Hell, tell me about it, but kittens get destructive when bored and alone. I know exactly what would happen. You'd be fucking another woman. And it wouldn't feel quite like me. It'd feel good. But it wouldn't be me. And you'd stop. You would actually stop fucking somebody else to call me and find out where I was. What am I doing? And who am I doing it with? I'd always know when you. Women, we know these things. But I know. Oh, baby, I fucking know that no one feels like I do. Maybe one of those times you call me. Call me with your cock buried in another woman. I'd be playing with another man. You'd hear that itch in my voice. That one you know so well. You know that I was with someone else. You may never love me. Oh, but you would be angry at the idea of someone touching something that belongs to you without you. You see, I don't need a ring or your money. I don't even need your love. I can have any of those anytime I want. That's not what I want from you. Trust me, you've never.